Hello everyone, it's Charlie C again, and we are about to start on our 14th episode of Study Skills 101. The purpose of this podcast is to once again use science and expert knowledge to teach you good study habits so you can ace those university exams. Today, we are going to talk about test anxiety, what it is and what you can do about it. We have all been there, you are just about to go take that exam, and you have butterflies in your stomach, your palms are sweaty, and all you can think about is how much you want this exam to be over. If you are among the unlucky few I have seen, you may even faint due to stress and anxiety. Well, there is a name for this, and it is called test anxiety. Now, everybody gets nervous before an exam. You have worked so hard and studied so long that it would be soul-crushing if you bombed this exam. Plus, on some level, you feel your future is at stake. Well, before we begin, let's dispel some of these myths. First of all, never let anyone exam define you, because it doesn't. Don't let anyone class or professor define you, because they don't. What does make a difference in your future is how you handle stress, anxiety, and adversity. If you rise to the occasion, do your best, and perform at the level which shows what you know, you will be fine. If you are stressed, that is perfectly normal and happens to us all. If you freeze when you get the exam, keep listening. According to Mayo Clinic, there are many ways to battle test anxiety. First of all, learn how to study efficiently. We have talked a little about this before with regards to actively reading a textbook, teaching the material to others, etc. However, the reality is that the more efficiently you study and the more comfortable you are with the material, the more you will feel prepared and the less stressed you will feel as you take the exam. The better you know the material, the quicker you can go through the exam and answer the questions. Another method you can use is to study early and study in a similar place to your classroom. According to Mayo Clinic, if you study in the same place you take your exam, or another place like it, you will have an easier time recalling the information. Third, you will want to set up a consistent pre-test routine. You need to learn what works for you. But once you do, you can follow the same steps each time you are ready to take an exam. One of my good friends in college dressed up professionally the days of her exams. She always said she felt more professional, and as they say, attitude is everything. She is a medical doctor now, by the way. You should also talk to your instructor long before the exam, so you understand the scope of the material you will be tested on. Never ask, what will be on the exam? That gives us all grey hair. Instead, ask your instructor, where should I focus most of my study time? Additionally, if you explain to your instructor that you get anxiety, they may have some suggestions for you to help you relax. Another method you can use to ease the stress is to learn some relaxation techniques such as deep breathing, closing your eyes, and imagining a positive outcome, etc. The more you practice these techniques, Mayo suggests daily, the more they will feel natural when test day comes. Now, all of the aforementioned methods have to do with your mind and getting it prepared for the exam. There are also some things you can do for your body. For example, if you get some exercise, regular aerobic exercise, you can do so on exam day and release that tension that builds up to anxiety levels. We also discussed the importance of sleep, and this is reinforced by Mayo Clinic as they say, sleep is directly related to getting good grades in school. There might be some other issues that you won't want to ignore, such as ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, dyslexia, or a learning disability. None of these are anyone's fault, and scientists don't even understand how some of these issues happen. It turns out that as you get older, you can develop ADHD, which was discovered recently. Finally, if you need to, don't be afraid to go see a professional counselor. They can teach you some test-taking skills to use to settle some of those nerves, as well as how to stay organized, which will help you perform your best. For more tips and tricks, feel free to Google Mayo Clinic Test Anxiety and read for yourself. I hope you found this helpful. Until we chat next time, I wish you a wonderful week. Happy studying, everyone.